Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Oklahoma Natural Gas safely and reliably delivers natural gas to our customers. Natural gas is flammable and can be ignited by heat, sparks, or flames, so we perform employee and contractor training, maintenance, and inspections for leaks and damage to our pipelines. Take the Safe Digging Pledge today at beadigherooklahoma.com and call 811 48 hours before you dig, excluding date of notification, weekends, and holidays. Dialing 811 is free, easy, and important. If you smell rotten eggs, hear a hissing sound, see dirt blowing or water bubbling, or see any unusual activity or suspicious excavation, leave the area immediately and call 911 and us at 800-458-4251. To report a damaged pipeline, leave the area immediately and call 911 and us at 800-458-4251 and 811. Be a dig hero. Visit beadigherooklahoma.com to learn more.
Well, Attorney General Gentner Drummond has been working very hard at a trio of measures aimed at addressing the rise of illegal marijuana grow operations in Oklahoma. I had the opportunity to catch up with the Attorney General at AFR Day at the Capitol to give us an update.
It's the illegal marijuana grows. We have got to put us into those. The legislature is passing legislation right now that gives the Office of the Attorney General much greater enforcement action, and we're standing up an organized task force for organized crime task force. So I've got experts that are collaborating with HSI, Secret Service, ATF, FBI, CIA, and all of our state agencies, where we will have the forensic information to not just cut the head of the snake off, but find the den and kill the den.
Gentner said he and his team are working hard on the issues.
We put our head in the sand when we passed it in 2018, thinking that the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority would have the tools to do it. And although they may have had the tools, they didn't do it. And so now it's time for the adults to step in and do it. And that's my office, the Attorney General's office, where we have highly skilled agents and highly skilled attorneys that will go in and civilly forfeit the real estate, give it to the sheriff to auction, to put it back into the hands of Oklahomans. We're passing bonding requirements so we can clean up the environmental wreckage behind the illegal grows. And we're going to have no-knock inspections where we target the Chinese, the Eastern European, the Mexican cartels, and put them out of business. So if you know of an illegal operation, you should reach out to the Attorney General's office, and we will run it to ground. We're going to have to shut down, you know, 25 to 50 illegal grows a month to get through the backlog. There's probably, of the 6,299 grow licenses in existence today, over 3,000 are illegal. And we're going to find them, and we're going to put them out of work.
Once again, that's Attorney General Gentner Drummond. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor report, exceptional drought has increased over 1 percentage point from last week, now at 16.53%. Extreme drought or worse also increased from last week and is now around 39%, up from last week's 37.9%. Severe drought or worse is unchanged this week at 48.59%. Moderate drought or worse is virtually unchanged, moving from last week's 53.65% to this week's 53.68%. Abnormally dry or worse conditions have moved down slightly from last week at 60.3%. And according to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, the majority of the state outside from the western edge of the panhandle is leaning around a 33 to 40% chance of rain through April the 22nd. Western edge of the panhandle stands at near normal chances of precipitation through April the 22nd. You've got farm news on Ron.
OKC West Livestock Market is a modern facility with improved ways of handling livestock. OKC West was designed with producers in mind and truck drivers and buyers alike. They're committed to providing the finest state-of-the-art facilities, the most experienced personnel, the most efficient processing, and the most careful handling of livestock you'll find in the state. OKC West, selling cows and bulls on Mondays, stockers on Tuesdays, feeders on Thursday. Give OKC West Livestock a call, 405-262-8800 for more info.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.